Hi, this podcast has to do with when I was real young in the early 80s. I went to Hyde Park. I can't remember why I went there. I can't remember getting back home. I can remember seeing when it started to become night. There was actors there in Hyde Park, in the woods, actually, in the park. And they built a stage. And I believe, if I'm not incorrect, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. So when I was a young kid, I saw theater in the park, in the woods. And they had Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And I can honestly say it's a universal story. Like, for a lot of people, and different, like, not exactly the same, but could be the same, but different. And Romeo and Juliet, even when I went to university, I read the book, it's a great story. I think a lot of people can relate with it. Maybe not exactly relate with it to the death, but losing someone or having conflict, you know, with your family, friends, about who you want to marry and who your lover is, and, you know, you want to get engaged, live the rest of your life married, and there's conflict around it. And Romeo and Juliet went to the extreme where it was accidental, but they both lose their lives at the end. They had a plan, you know, to live together, but it didn't work out. And Shakespeare, really, it's a masterpiece of fiction, of a story that is, even today, is still popular. And I saw Shakespeare in Love, whatever the movie. He must have been in love, and, you know, it came in his mind, and he wrote Romeo and Juliet, and they would play it in the play back then in, was it England? And he was known for he wrote many fiction, but Romeo and Juliet, I think, is one thing that really, really put him as a great, great author, is Romeo and Juliet. And that's probably my favorite and only Shakespeare story I like really like. And unfortunately, I can relate with Shakespeare in a different way, Romeo and Juliet. But I just want to say, you know, that there are artists, and sometimes, you know, it's great stories, great music, great TV shows, great movies. They think of it and inspired by God, I think, to, you know, to do something real and universal that people can relate. So I give up props to Shakespeare, and I hope he rests in peace. And he's a person that we all know, and we respect him and love him, because he made a story that's pretty cool and unbelievable hundreds of years later. Yeah.